Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thanks for coming back to my channel. This is about May Day. So celebrated in many European countries as the beginning of summer. And it goes back probably to pagan times. Okay, there's that Welsh festival, Calan Mai, and lighting bonfires, which people also do in winter for different reasons, singing certain songs. In Ireland, it's Beltane, dancing around the Maypole, which is also spread to South Britain. So erecting a pole 3 or 4 meters high and attaching some streamers to it with little flags or decorations on them. They might be silk if you're very rich. And then about 10 people dancing forward several steps, then dancing backwards and forwards and backwards. That is dancing around the Maypole. Okay. So erected shortly before May and probably set up the whole of the month of May. In some places, it was a month of particular veneration of the Blessed Virgin, the Queen of May. I'm sure to know why May in particular, because you know the assumption is in you know August, is it 15th of August, whereas the feast of the the Immaculate Conception, or you know Mother said it's 25th of March, is in 9 months before the birth of Jesus Christ, and so forth. Yeah. Now there was also Floralia in ancient Roman times, which was just celebrating flowers as they were coming in, and they would have public games, those run for 6 days and stuff like that. So in some villages, people used to crown a teenage girl the Queen of May, dress her in white, decorate her hair with flowers and so forth. She would lead a parade or ride on a horse or sit in a little throne and things like that. Okay, so to some extent, a fertility festival. Now, a lot of lambs have been born, obviously in late March, early April, things like that. But at Easter, we'd already thought about hens laying again. But this is a time people often got married. The summer, the weather was getting good, time to be outside, maybe not that busy with the farming yet. Okay, my food might be plentiful. So, yeah, in ancient Rome, sometimes they released hares and goats, things like that. In ancient Greece, they celebrated Aphrodite, the goddess of erotic love, and Dionysus, the god of wine, or Bacchus, as they called him. I think the Greeks say Bacchus or Dionysus, the same one. I can't remember what the Romans used to call him. They also used to collect various wild-growing fruits and beans and berries and stuff like that. Collecting green, green branches was popular in Europe into the Middle Ages. I don't know what you did with them once you collected them. So there's St. Walpurgis Night in Germany and Scandinavia. So every country do it a little bit differently. Erecting a Maibaum, as in a May pole in Germany, with all sorts of decorations, but I don't want dancing around it. So people recognize it's a kind of happy time. Woo! I'm happy about the summer. Is the winter I want to get out of the British Isles. I'd love to be here otherwise. And so some people in places like Hastings dressing up in green, jack in green because of the greenery is around. So celebrating the verdure like that. Okay, so what do you think? Are you happy that it's May like that? But the dancing around the Maypole is largely gone. Okay, and in France, even decorating things with flowers and so forth, that giving people Lily of the Valley as a present. Many countries did it a little bit differently. But then it also came on to like Workers' Day in the late 19th century, the demand that there be a public holiday, and this is International Workers' Day. So in 1889, that's the International Workers' Congress, which set up the Second Internationale, Working Men's Internationale, said there ought to be an 8-hour day, but then the first weekday of May ought to be day off, so we connect directly to the weekend, making it a 3-day weekend. And the American Federation of Labor was also demanding that from the 1880s, because of the Haymarket affair or Haymarket massacre. Some trades unionists shot dead by the police. So generally, the socialist movement or organized labor was calling for that. And even the Catholic Church recognizing, say the 1st of May is for St. Joseph the Worker, as in the stepfather of Jesus Christ, the mother of the Blessed Virgin, and so forth. Okay, so that was it. And so people might have had May Day off, but for religious reasons, but then some countries were taking away that. So finally we came to recognize in the early 20th century, being made a public holiday is in France, is in United Kingdom and many other countries. And then socialist and communist countries were big on this one, having marches and demonstrations, obviously only ever pro-government, and that was it. And that's why it's a public holiday almost throughout Africa, almost throughout Latin America, almost all countries in Europe, you know, United States, Canada, Australia, and Japan are some of the few countries which don't recognize it. So socialists would recognize it. And I remember in Oxford, there'd be a gathering of people of the far left. And I remember Jeremy Corbyn, when he's a Labour MP, addressing a gathering there, because there'd been some levellers in Cromwell's New Model Army after 1649 had mutinied, partly about pay being in arrears and so forth. And the levellers were the sort of proto-communist movement in England in the 1690s, the extreme end of the parliamentarians, level as in equality, levelling the land. And beyond them were true levellers, sometimes called diggers, led by Gerard Winstanley, saying, yeah, there ought to be a right for all men to vote, even they didn't go that far, except servants and things like that. Equality for all sorts of Protestantism, not for Catholicism. I remember Jeremy Corbyn addressed people commemorating those leveller mutineers who were executed at the orders of the Lord Protector of the Realm, Oliver Cromwell. They wanted to build a more egalitarian society. He, the lowliest is the life to live, the same as the greatest he, okay? So the rich and the poor, they both want a better life. And it's wrong that some people have vast amounts of wealth. They just happen to inherit this farmland. How often you'll find it was taken by the sword several generations earlier. And then these robber barons become barons. How they've inverted the very notion of nobility. Nobility is about valor, generosity, clemency, integrity, all the rest of it. And they turn it on its head. And how do people get ennobled? They get these so-called noble titles, but utterly ignoble behavior, by treachery, by cruelty, by avarice, and by egomania, just barbarity. And they exhort these people who behave so appalling towards others. And there's this curious tendency some people have to celebrate inequality. And not to resent the super rich like the Donald Trumps of this world, getting working class people who adulate him when in fact he's ripped them off, he does nothing for them. And how is it that people, some sort of Stockholm syndrome, love their own exploiter and oppressor so often? You see it in communist countries. Well, that's a little bit about Workers' Day. I mean, obviously the political sense has lost. Trades unionists and leftists, they celebrate it. And the Workers' Beer Company, they'll be selling their beer a lot of this time. But most people just like the time off. And so places of leisure will be open. Usually they celebrate it the nearest Monday. This is a Friday. For some reason, they make it a three-day weekend starting on the Friday. Like cinemas and theatres and shops and restaurants will be open. So no day off for people who work there, but offices and banks and schools and so forth are shut. Right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Remember 1997 in this combined cadet course at school, training under Mr. Lan, our headmaster of Harrow. I said, oh, well, there'll be lots of people around because it's a public holiday. I said, you know, Joe Common has the day off, but we didn't. All right, toodle pip. Thanks for watching. Goodbye.